This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. If you're with me yesterday morning, I introduced the idea of someone who was very self-confident. And I was talking yesterday about Simon Peter, a man who was a fisherman who followed Jesus, burnt his bridges behind him, as it were, and threw his lot in to follow Jesus. He was with him for those 3 years and would have, I guess, been able to see firsthand some of the marvellous things that Jesus had done. Jesus called him Peter, which means the rock. And he was very reliable. Unfortunately, he had a big mouth. He often spoke before he thought. But he was a real person, a real leader. And Jesus obviously chose Simon Peter because of his leadership abilities. I remember a little booklet called Christ's Cabinet. And in this book it says, no organization would feel safe with Peter in its ranks. Why? Because he was unpredictable. He could be impetuous. But all the way along, he was sincere, he was well-meaning, and he wanted to do the right thing. But I guess like we do, he got things wrong. And here are a couple of instances where things really did go wrong. For example, in Matthew 16, that I'm reading from 21 to 23, where Jesus began to tell the disciples, I must go to Jerusalem and suffer much. I will be put to death. 3 days later, I will be raised to life. Now Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. And here's what Peter said. God forbid it, Lord, that must never happen to you. And Matthew records that Jesus turned around and said to Peter, get away from me, Satan. You are an obstacle in my way, because these thoughts of yours don't come from God, but from human nature. Now, of course, whilst this was a fairly stern rebuke, Jesus still loved him. And Peter loved Jesus, but Peter was rushing in there to protect him. He tried to take charge there and pull Jesus aside. And the Message paraphrase says that Peter took him in hand, protesting. And Jesus, as I said, dealt very sternly and told him to get out of the way. In fact, he called him Satan. Peter was there in all his enthusiasm trying to short-circuit the plans of Jesus. When Jesus was arrested in the garden, Peter was there ready to defend Jesus. A very brave act, where he took out his sword and cut off the ear of the man. But about 2 hours before that, Peter had said to Jesus that he was willing to die for him. And I think probably the most important reference we have is the denial of Jesus. And we read this, if you have your Bible sometime, you can look at Mark 14, where Peter was at the courtyard and one of the high priest's servant women saw him at the fire. And she said, look, you were with Jesus of Nazareth. But he said, I don't know. I don't understand what you're talking about. He went into the passageway, and then a rooster crowed, and the servant woman saw him and said, that's the man. Peter again denied it. He denied it 3 times, and he swore, I'm telling you the truth. He said, God, punish me if I'm not. I don't know the man you are talking about. And the rooster crowed a second time, and Peter remembered. Mark says how Jesus had said, before the rooster crows twice, you will say 3 times that you do not know me. A remarkable story. And here was Peter cursing, and he went out and wept bitterly. So here was a man who was ashamed of himself. He let down the side, as it were. Jesus looked at him. But you know, after Jesus had died and the resurrection had happened, he didn't forget about Peter. He spoke to Peter. You can see this in John 21, and it's called, I think, the reinstatement, where Jesus reinstates Peter. And it seems that Peter was back in charge of the disciples as a church leader. So I think Peter's self-confidence was his downfall, as it is so true to us. Remember, the scriptures say, if you think you're standing firm, you'd better be careful that you do not fall. That's 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12. So Simon Peter, the man who was very self-confident, worth thinking about, isn't it? We thank you today for the comfort of the Holy Spirit, Lord, who comes with us when we're fearful, when we're afraid, because the Holy Spirit brings courage and light and hope and assurance. And we thank you for the peace that God brings us. Lord, may you bless us today, because I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.